Hi, I'm Roisin. I'm with Lorcan and I'm with Sheila DeCourcy at the BAI Media Literacy Policy Launch. So Sheila, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are here today.
I'm in charge of children's programmes in RTE and I've been working in that area in children's television and radio for 12 years. Through that time, the whole sort of social media and digital revolution took off from the early 2000s, and I have been following it through. And it's been something that I've been very conscious about, is that the media is now, and digital media is now in the hands of everybody, but particularly young people who learn so fast. So we, you know, and are so quick on interpreting it. So we've been very conscious of the need to bring sort of a dimension of that into young people's lives, so that they can understand what they've got in their hands. In the same way as they read English or they learn geography, they should be learning media literacy. So I came along here today to show some examples from the work that we do in RTE around this area.
You shared some examples of media literacy in action earlier. Can you tell us a bit about these projects?
Are you familiar with any of them?
Tutu. Oh yeah, I know.
Tutu. Swipe. Basically, a couple that I had there, we've got three separate platforms that are cross-media platforms. One is RTE Junior, which is there's an app, there's mobile, online, radio station, television station, and they're all interlinked. Second one is Swipe TV, which again has an app, and that project is basically the mobile application, which is a safe walled garden for children, primary school children aged 7 to 11, and that is connected to a television programme, so it's illustrating that. And then the third young people's one that I was doing is Tutu, which is sort of a teenage strand, and a lot of what we do happens online. We were looking at safer internet, and then we were looking at a couple of the adult projects which are exploring how media literacy affects people's lives and the importance of being empowered to understand the media.
Why is it important that we have a media literacy policy?
I think like any other policy, I think the importance in it lies in the fact that there are big changes taking place in the world, and as a nation we need guidance and ideas in how we should address those changes. Media literacy is one of the big, digital media is one of the big changes, and media literacy policy gives us an idea of how we should interpret that.
You work in young people's television. Is it important that young people are digitally literate?
I think what's interesting is that when you look at the policy, you know, elements of it, young people actually, you know, have that. They have the skills, they understand the skills of how to make material, how to upload material, how to engage with material. But the skills that young people, I think, need are the skills of how to analyse the material and how to read the images that they're seeing and how to read the messages that they're seeing, and then to be able to work out their own view of what those messages mean. So that's why I think it's important for young people, is to get that element of engagement.
Okay, thank you.